Welcome to your daily devotional for January 5th. Christian sexual purity, Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28. You've heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Here are 8 Bible-based solutions to keep yourself pure. If you are married, you will find them useful. Hopefully they will save you from the error of defiling your marriage in some way, making a scar that will last a lifetime. If you're unmarried, you'll also find these principles useful. Please, young people, save yourself a marriage. You will not regret that decision, but you will regret not making it. First, stay busy. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 32 and 33. "But I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord, but he who is married cares about the things of the world, how he may please his wife." Too much idle time leads to sin. If you are single, then busy yourself with spiritual things. If you are married, do likewise, but do not neglect your spouse. Number 2, stop looking. Job chapter 31 and verse 1. "I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman?" Sinful lust starts with a look. Number 3, flee tempting situations. Genesis chapter 39 and verse 12. "That she caught him by his garment, saying, Lie with me. But he left his garment in her hand and fled outside." Joseph's master's wife was trying to seduce him. Joseph did the honorable thing and took himself out of the situation. Do not think you have it all under control. Your sex drive is stronger than you are. Number 4, do not sear your conscience. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 19. "Do not quench the spirit. God provides himself to aid you in living a holy life, pleasing to him." Do not kick him to the curb. Number 5, trust in God to supply your needs. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19 reads, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." God has a perfect plan for you in your best interest. If you are single, trust the Lord that he will provide a spouse in his time if he wills it to be so. Don't force your way into a relationship, particularly not one with a non-Christian. That is taking your will back and rejecting God's will. Not wise. Number 6, get married and stay sexually active within the marriage relationship. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 2 through 5 reads, "Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control." Marriage between one man and one woman is God's perfect plan, and it has not changed because the culture has. Going about from partner to partner cheapens something that was created by God as a sacred covenant back in the Garden of Eden. Marriages where sex is either absent or used as a tool for manipulation do not honor God, as it gives Satan an opportunity to divide what God has brought together. Number 7, channel your emotions to your spouse. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 15 and 19. "Drink water from your own cistern and always be enraptured with her love." Lust operates within marriage where agape, that is God's love, is present. And that is eros in the Greek. Eros refers to sexual love that is in the Christian marriage and exists as a part of the bond. The grass is not greener elsewhere. Follow this principle and you will have your spouse's respect. Number 8, pray with your spouse. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 20. "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." This goes for married couples too, not just prayer meetings. It helps your bond grow stronger and grow deeper.